Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford, over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Hello, mystery guest.
Hello. It's the cart, not the door.
Oh, Matty!
Another Matt Abaticola.
Matt Abaticola, the former executive producer of the Boers and Bernstein Show, who is followable on Twitter at Matt Abaticola. What's happening, man? How are you?
Oh, you. Dan, thank you. I didn't know I had to leave the station for you to plug my Twitter account. So nice.
But you did.
Jeez, that was the first time. Holy cow. You can follow Matt now that he's no longer in radio. It's right here on his Twitter account.
Actually, you can literally follow him now.
Yes. Oh, I still have people following me all around.
Yep. You know what's funny is about I hear from so many people, and one of the things that people love as much as anything was you screaming at Dan. So I'm just
gonna
stick an ear in and listen.
I know. I had some people on Twitter were asking me if I was going to yell at Dan, or I should be there so I could yell at Dan, or the best part of the show was yelling at Dan. And,
yes.
You know, and yeah, you guys know a majority of that was, you know, was real. But, you know, there was some of it that wasn't real, and I think some of it was undeserved at times. But, you know, it became part of the show. So.
No, you've been much nicer to me.
I know. I don't dislike you anymore. I don't have to see you every day.
It's funny how that works, right?
Yeah. Well, I was going to come in studio, but you still have that restraining order on me, so I can't get in.
Yeah, I figured I could just, you know, get an easement for a day, but they told me that's not how the law works.
Well, frankly, I actually had a guy on Twitter think that was, like I said on Twitter, that I couldn't go in because of the restraining order, and a guy thought it was real.
What a jerk! I knew that guy was a total jerk.
I'm like, come on. You can't be that stupid. And I realized, oh, yeah, it's radio people. They are this stupid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep. How are the boys doing?
Boys are doing great.
Yeah?
Boys are doing great.
15 and 13?
No, they're, what are they now? 6 and 5.
Wow.
6 and 5, and Henry is, there is one thing, Dan. I always thought you made up stuff about Jason reading, mm-hmm. box scores and, how crazy he was about, lineups, knowing rosters. I was like, this kid can't be doing that stuff. It's Henry now. It's insane.
Isn't it crazy? Yesterday,
it's the exact same thing.
I texted Jason yesterday the moment I got the news that Kari Vedvik had been had by the Minnesota Vikings, and I hear he starts throwing things in his room. He was that he wanted Kari. I swear to God, he's so mad, and he's texting f bombs to me, and he goes, "What the f is wrong with Ryan Pace that he can't get him?" Dude,
wait, he didn't spell it out though, did he? He said f.
Oh no, he spelled it out.
Oh, geez.
Oh, he just got back from 8 weeks at camp. I have to give him the talk every year. I said, you are not at camp anymore. You can't walk around saying this effing this, M effing this all the time. You just, no.
What kind of camp is that?
It's same one I was
wearing. Rick Camp in studio.
No, it's not Rick Camp. That's different. But yeah,
that's a completely different camp.
And I don't know if they already are, but wait till your guys start playing all the video games, playing Madden and NBA 2K and all that, when they start knowing every person on every roster.
No, they're not. They're not doing video games yet. But Henry, he'll wake up in the morning. The first thing he does is he checks scores. You know, he goes to the Comcast system and he checks the scores from the night before in any sport. Doesn't matter what sport it is. He looks at everything.
Mm-hmm.
There was we were watching TV one day and there was a commercial for some a dental company or something, and Draymond Green was in the commercial. Have you seen this?
No.
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, so it's Draymond Green, and I don't remember what the company is, so it must have been a failure in advertising. But Henry's like, oh, and he's not wearing his uniform, and it wasn't one of those commercials where it's where they say the athlete's name so you know who it is because you don't recognize the guy.
You're all pro linebacker Brian Arakpo.
And he's wearing his jersey. Yeah. And you can save money on your car insurance.
They literally have to tell the guy who he is.
Right. Right.
I am?
Right. Well, it's a CTE, so he didn't really know. Right. He forgot. He thought he was a caveman. So Henry's he looks at the TV, and he's like, oh, Daddy, that's Draymond Green. And I'm like, no, it's not. This is a commercial for teeth, getting your teeth fixed. He's like, oh, no, it's Draymond Green. And then sure enough, I Googled it, and it was Draymond Green. I would have had no idea if Draymond Green walked into my house, I wouldn't know who it was. But, you know, Henry, like, sees it, recognizes him in regular clothes. I know. There is actually a large black man in my house, and we live together now, so. What's going on with you, Terry?
Nothing. I'm just sitting in, just filling in and trying to uphold Connor McKnight. That's all.
Yeah, I was saying, how much are they paying you to do this? I didn't think they'd drag your ass back in that studio at Dan for anything.
Well, we're in the kitchen.
We're in the temporary studio.
You're in the little hallway thing where Tanny would make his seafood every day?
No. It's not where he did it.
Maddie, I still can't find the button on the microwave for an entire raw whole salmon. Where's the shortcut on that one?
What is that? Well, it's 7 pounds of carnitas.
It's a pizza, popcorn, a whole raw salmon.
Well, Joe Dredge would be out there having his fifth lunch. Like I said, what are you doing having lunch? Like you've had at least three lunches already. Like, I know.
You can add Joe Dredge to our list of show interns that have gone on the great things.
Yeah, he's running WROK now, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, and he hasn't been arrested yet, so it's good.
As far as we know.
Well, that's true.
Don't Google him.
Yeah, so Terry, how you feeling? How's everything?
I'm doing okay.
He looks good, Maddie. He really does. I have to say it, that he's put the weight back on. He looks like he's been out in the sun.
Like, how much weight? Like, what are we talking?
No, not like old fat, smoky Terry. No,
not like the heavy.
That was my cartoon character, okay. Fat, smoky Terry. Here he comes.
not the one that looked like Dan Dierdorf.
No.
Wait a minute. Yes. Did I look like Dan Dierdorf?
Well, when you had the mustache.
Smoky Terry. It's Smoky Terry. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Well, maybe not you. Maybe somebody else can. I don't know.
Go put a book on your head, damn it.
Have you seen time-traveling Terry Bores on Twitter?
I have not.
You haven't?
No.
Okay. See if you can find the Twitter handle at Bores Time.
Okay.
Where it is. I don't know who's doing it. I suspect it's Ramblin' Grimace.
I think so.
Because that's somebody who has to be really graphically talented. But if you can do it at some point soon, it's at Bores Time. And it's Terry. This was my theory. It's sort of like Magic Treehouse or whatever it is, a Magic School Bus, where Terry has this giant history book. And he flips through just stay with me here. This is my elevator pitch, okay? And
okay.
Stay with me.
It's too long already.
The answer is no. And he flips through the history book, and he stops at a certain page of a certain important moment in American or world history. He then places the book on his head at that point. And then magically, he is transported to exactly wherever he has the book. And he shows up. It could be anywhere. And it's just an ongoing series of events and butterfly effect and him changing things. You're like, Jack Ruby is running at Oswald. Hey, buddy, where you going? I don't know. You know?
Maddie, you don't get it. It's really funny.
Yeah, I know. It must be. I mean, these are the moments that I miss about that show. Is Dan just droning on with no point, no end in sight.
Well, that was a constant.
The joke Scream Reaper. Yeah, I wanted to come down in studio and hang out with you guys, but I couldn't make it work today. You know, having a real job, it actually requires you to put time into the office and stuff.
Everything's well with that? The job is good?
No, everything's great. Yeah, yeah. I work for ADP.
Mm-hmm. I'm ADP.
ADP. Doing sales, HR and payroll technology, and it's going great. It's a really, really great company, and got a great sales team I'm part of, so it's a lot of fun. And I'm back in the service industry too.
Really?
Yeah, I'm back to. I've been waiting tables at a restaurant in Libertyville. It's called Crisula's. It's at 602 North Milwaukee Avenue. It's really a great, great dining experience. Two brothers from Libertyville. They're brothers, not brothers.
Okay.
They've culinary trained. Always wanted to open a restaurant in a really great location. Open up right in downtown Libertyville. So I'm there. It's like family-inspired Greek dining, really good food. Dan, I want you to come on out one night.
I want to go, and you know what?
Yeah.
You might run into my parents because they're sort of.
Oh, I wish I would. I'd rather run into them than you.
They're active restaurant range. They have expanded. I'm telling you, Libertyville, downtown Libertyville, and the restaurant scene there is hot.
Yeah.
And they have been. There's a lot of people who are sort of expanding their range now and heading up there for meals. So if you run into H. Bruce and Jan, make sure you give them the hookup.
two brothers.
No, for sure. I'll reach out to H. Bruce and invite him out. So, it's called Krasula, 602 North Milwaukee Avenue. It's a great place. You guys should check it out. And, Dan, I'm going to have you out there sometime for sure.
All right. Well, I can't. So ADP is taken, so I can't have American Dickman products. Okay, I'm done with that then. All right.
We are Automatic Data Processing. Is that the name of our company?
Yeah.
Automatic. So you can have that. What was it again?
American Dickman products.
American Dickman products. Yeah, you can do that. That would work.
Is that going to be like it's like Amway?
Kind of like that. That. Let me tell you something. That book on the head has taken on a life of its own.
Uh huh.
That never ends. And this has been the summer for the book on your head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get more stuff with people with a book on their head.
Yeah, you know what's fascinating, Tara, Dan, is the fact that like the dumb things that just kind of happen organically during the show over the 19 years, they've all like so many things have gone on to take a life of their own.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And like it'll never end. I mean, I don't think there'll ever be a radio show that was ever like what you guys did on the air. I mean, it was a privilege to be a part of. I wish I would have enjoyed it more in the moment.
Well, the show can't help that.
I know. I didn't really realize what was going on. Yeah. So it was difficult and, at times. And of course, I made it harder on myself at times. I needed to like walking in what bar were we at in Wrigley when I just walked in, laid down on the stage and fell asleep?
It was the Cubby Bear.
Cubby Bear, that's right.
That was one of the great producing performances of all time. Where you that day you showed up and you laid down on the stage and went to sleep and people were like, "Is he okay? He's fine." And that, do you remember who our baseball expert was?
Also,
the guy who didn't watch baseball. Correct. Mickey Morandini.
Yep. Yeah. Mickey, what do you think? I don't know. I didn't watch the game.
I didn't watch the game.
Well,
what do you think of that sixth inning last night? Sixth inning of what game?
And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, my producer's asleep, my baseball expert hasn't watched anything, and Terry doesn't even know we're on a commercial.
Terry's your partner, right?
Right. He's 20 feet away, wandering around with his Jack and Coke, going, "Oh, I don't know, buddy."
Like,
you got to touch the people.
Right. But whether
they want to be touched or not.
That was not Terry's worst, though, coming out of break. What was the worst one ever?
The staring at the Catalina Mountains?
Yes, in Arizona.
Yes, I was.
We're on the air for 45 seconds.
I am completely guilty. Yeah. My thoughts were going through there, though. They knew what I was doing.
Right.
You know, and the other favorite, aside from him sleeping on the stage, was the trip from our hotel in Miami when we were at that place.
Oh, when he wouldn't stop singing.
Where he wouldn't stop singing for 45 minutes laying on the back seat.
Yep.
He would not stop. Matt Abedicola is singing.
Yes, that was. You did enjoy it, I guess. I guess that's certainly enjoying one
thing. I enjoyed everything about Matt, and I think that what I've learned over the years is that every bit of that show to people, whether it's Matt or also whatever, was important to them. It didn't really matter. You know, I mean, I got so much reaction to, is Matt going to come on and yell at Dan? Well,
no, it is, you know, it is remarkable to look back at, the stupidity that we did for, 5 hours a day, the only show, going that long on the air ever. It's really interesting because people will still reach out and be like, "Hey, I was going through this period, in my life, or I was dealing with this, and you guys helped me get through it." And it's so remarkable to hear because I'm like, God, it was the stupidest thing in the world.
Yeah, if that helped you get through something, right. Really?
Then your life really sucks.
That was that helpful?
Does your life suck? Did Boers and Bernstein help you? Case closed.
Maddie, be well. Best to the boys and everybody. Much love, man.
Love you, man.
All right, thank you, guys. Love you guys, and thanks for having me on. And I'm done listening now, so take care.
All right.
Matt Abedicola.
I got to borrow ADP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.